Welcome to our fifth meditation in this series, Meditation and the Art of Allowing. Now that we have gone through several areas in your life experience, the body, the mind and thoughts, feelings and emotions, and the heart's desire, we can start spending more time learning the art of allowing in these areas, actually in all areas of your life. We have already touched in on it in the previous meditations, and in today's meditation, we will spend more time learning how to allow everything to be as it is, without identifying with it. I know there is a general fear that if we allow the things that we don't like, that means they will never change, and that we will be stuck with them forever. It's actually the other way around. Today's meditation will help you incorporate all the previous sessions that we have done so far and give you a broader view of being you, being without feeling lost or identified with your body, your mind, or emotions. Trying to change and resist what we don't like is actually exactly how we stay identified with it, and our resistance feeds it the energy it needs to stay put, to stay alive. We're so used to resisting the way things are. We are always trying to change things or getting rid of something, and so much of our attention is focused on resisting. This resistance is how we lose touch with realizing who we are and what our heart longs for. Resistance is the way the mind and the sense of separation stays alive. The mind and the sense of separation is really the same thing, and resistance is one of the ways that it keeps going. If all your energy and focus goes towards suppressing and resisting, very little, if any, is left for realizing who you are and what you want. And resisting something does not make the feeling of what you want underneath it all, and by that I mean your heart's desire, it does not make that go away. Have you noticed? The feeling of what you really long for is still there. The feeling of what you want is still there, and that is good. What you came here to experience, to make you feel fulfilled in your unique way, is still here. But when all of your awareness is focused on resisting certain things and certain feelings in your life, you are not aware of your heart. So what happens is that what you want is being filtered through the lens of resistance. By that, I mean it is experienced through trying to get rid of something that you don't want, hoping that that will bring you what you do want. But you may have noticed that it doesn't work so well. All it does is keep the channel closed to what you do want. And really, it is your resistance that keeps the channel open to what you don't want. Let me just repeat that. If you want to get rid of something and you resist it, your resistance is exactly what keeps it in place. It keeps the channel open for more of what you don't want. I would like to share a little more about the whole concept of resistance. Most people live in a constant state of resistance. We resist the feelings that we don't like, our pain, our fear, anger, changes in our life. We resist boredom, and we resist sameness. You name it. And please add your own flavor of resistance here. We all have our specific one that we resist more than others. And it's good if you can start noticing what is it specifically that you resist in your life. And it turns out that we even resist what our beautiful heart is trying to express. You may recall that when we touched in on your heart's desire in the previous meditation and how that desire has never gone away, even though most of us have ignored it and resisted it. So all we keep experiencing is unfulfilled desire. Resistance creates unfulfilled desire. What a bummer, huh? Through our resistance, we keep our limited identity and everything that we don't like alive and well. Do you ever wonder now why you feel stuck, feel tight, stressed, and tired? Unconscious resistance eats up a lot of your energy of life. The whole life force and all the joy is just being squashed in this resistance. Just feel how much energy you put into resisting your feelings and how much tension that puts on your muscles and your nervous system, your blood vessels, your arteries. Resistance is a contraction. And it keeps all the vessels and tissues in the body tight and unable to breathe properly. It prevents it from taking in enough oxygen and eliminating the toxins. Now, how do you think that affects your physical health and well-being? So, like it or not, when you resist anything, you're stuck with it. Let me illustrate that with just a little example here. Try to make a fist as if you say no to something you really don't want and you resist it very hard. Can you feel the tension in your fist and your whole body? The more you resist this something, whatever that is for you, the more tension builds up. And this tension is like the sticky glue or the crazy glue that keeps it stuck. It can't get out. It's stuck in that holding pattern, that tension. Now, there is a way out of this though. And I use the art of allowing to free these areas and free ourselves up to be who we are and to be who we came here to be. First, I want to make sure that you understand that resisting what you don't want is not the same as saying no to what is not right for you or what you don't want. Saying no to what is not right for you is really saying yes to what is right for you. Your heart. So let's make sure that you don't walk away thinking that this is going to turn you into a doormat, because it's not. Actually, on the contrary, it will make you a very clear channel for what is right for you. And instead of resisting what you don't want, instead of putting all your energy into resisting what you don't want, you will start allowing into your life what you do want. So you say no to what you don't want, but you don't need to resist it. And you say yes to what you do want. And in that, you open up a channel for that. It's very, very powerful. So let's try this art of allowing and give you a sense of what that feels like. First, feel in your body where the sensation of any resistance is felt. Just pick any circumstance or feeling that you don't like or don't want. And just notice where in your body. Is it in your belly? Is your belly tightening up? How about your neck, your shoulders? Pay attention to where in your body you feel this tension and this discomfort. Just like we did in the meditations and feeling session, where you really brought it into the felt sense of your body. Now take a breath into that area and just allow it. It's as if this breath says hello to that tension. Instead of saying go away, it says hello. So that's a way where you can allow these sensations. So take a breath into that resistance or discomfort. And in that, you just allow them to be there exactly the way they are, without trying to get rid of them or changing them or resisting them. We will go deeper into this in the meditation, just the art of allowing. But right now, I just want you to give you a taste of that. So for now, just see what happens when you allow the very thing you are resisting. It could be a feeling you don't like, or it could be a situation in your life that you don't like and that gives you a feeling of what you don't like. I think ultimately that it comes down to resisting our feelings, even when it looks like it is an outer circumstance we are resisting. It is the feeling that this circumstance gives us that we don't like. And that feeling is felt in the body and resisted. When you start practicing this art of allowing, you will learn that when you allow something you previously resisted, you open up a space in you where energy can flow into. The energy is already here, but as long as you resist something, you automatically shut down the energy flow that keeps you happy, healthy, and fulfilled. It's actually our resistance to feeling our feelings, trusting our heart, and being who we are that are at the core of all our suffering, all our pain and discomfort. But please don't take my word for it. Take the time to learn how to allow, and then see how that changes your life. The funny part is that the more you allow, the more you realize that you are that energy. You are that energy that you have been resisting. When you resist, you close off the flow of this energy that you are. Allowing is opening up to this energy that you are, and it makes space for you to fill your life with all the good that you long for, because this energy is you. You will start realizing that more and more as you learn to allow. So don't resist it. Don't resist your heart's desire. Don't resist you. Allowing is a fine art that gets refined the more you practice it. The more you allow all of yourself, the good and the bad, the quote-unquote good and bad, the more you become who you already are. Resistance is what creates duality by excluding parts of yourself and shutting down the flow of you, that is the flow of your fulfillment. When you allow yourself to start feeling what you don't want to feel, you free up energy to be you and to do what you love. During the meditation, as you start allowing everything to be as it already is, your mind is likely to start asking you questions and ask something like, I wonder if I'm doing this right. I don't know if I know how to do this. Or I wonder if I'm feeling what I'm supposed to be feeling. So I'm just telling you this because this is what the mind does. It's going to be challenging for the mind to not try to change things. That's what minds do. So here it's very important to just allow the mind to do its thing. It will try to change things. And it will try to figure out things so it can fix them. Minds like to fix things. Have you noticed? You cannot help that. So please do your best to not try to change the way your mind functions. You just don't need to believe it. And that's very different than trying to change it. You don't need to engage with it. As soon as you try and change it, you're actually resisting it. And then you just allow the mind to do more of what you don't want it to do. So that's why allowing is a wonderful tool to have in your bag. You might remember that when we did the meditation and thoughts session, where you just allowed your mind to be the mind and realized that you are not your mind. And you can just watch it as a movie without jumping into the movie and try to change it. You can just let the thoughts come by and say no to them. It's like that red car. You don't need to go for a ride with it. You just allow it to be there. Let it just take its own ride. You don't need to go along. Let the mind be a mind. And let you be you. The best way for you to be you is by allowing everything to be as it is. And then you can start paying attention to who you are, the part of you that observes and allows. And you can start getting a glimpse that that is actually who you are. Once you stop resisting, you can start putting your awareness on who you are, on the who that allows, the one that observes, the observer. And then you can start following the inner flow and movement of the one who allows, that is your being, that is who you are. Sometimes I like to use the analogy of the ocean. The ocean does not refuse or resist any fish, however big, however small, however scary or innocent. It does not resist any seaweed, current, wave, surfers, diver, or anything. And in this meditation that we're going to do, you can just imagine that you're like the ocean and allow anything swimming around there to just be there. The ocean is like the observer. You can start experiencing more of being the ocean or the observer. when you just allow. It frees up so much energy that you can place on areas that will be much more interesting and satisfying to you than the resisting. The last meditation in this series, the next one after this, that's when we will be addressing that part of being the ocean or being the observer more. Who are you? Who am I? We will just briefly touch in on that in this coming meditation. But for now, let's learn how to unplug from resisting and start to allow. Shall we?